Good evening, everyone. That is The Suffering by Coheed and Cambria, Jeff. Did you know that?
One of my favorites, Jeremy.
I bet you didn't know that. Hey, good evening, everyone. It is 7:30 on Monday, February 21st. February 21st. I forgot what day it was. And this is episode 26 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. I'm Jeremy.
This is Jeff, 25 more than I thought we'd have, Jeremy.
I know, you and me both. Hey, if you're listening live, you can join us in the chat room at radioshowonline.com/chatroom. There's some people hanging out in there right now.
They're having a good time in there.
If you're not listening live, you should every Monday night at usually about 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And because, you know, you can listen to a podcast, it's fine. But, you know, there's something about being live. You can have drinking games. There's other you're in there with other listeners. You can write back to us. There's just something a little more interactive and exciting about it.
It's like a drinking game that's so much more fun than Quarters.
Exactly.
We've all played Quarters. Have you played Quarters?
I haven't played Quarters. That's where you put the coin in the shot. Yep. I don't understand it. It's fun. Like drinking metal. But that's just me.
Well, you're lost.
Hey, you can also fan us on Facebook at facebook.com/radioshowonline, and you can reach us via email at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. And Jeff, let me be the first person to say to you, happy birthday, George Washington.
It's a great day, Jeremy. I always enjoyed President's Day since I was a little tyke. it's great. It's a great holiday. You got to take a moment out of your day. Did you take a moment out of your day and think about this country's presidents?
I did. Did you work today?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't work today, so I kind
of... Oh, wow. You had plenty of time to think about presidents.
I did. I thought about presidents.
I didn't do it on lunch.
I thought about presidents all day. So today is George Washington's actual birthday.
Right.
But they kind of make it overall President's Day, because then after time, I think they started realizing if we had a separate day for every single president, it would take up a lot of days.
It would.
What are we at, 44?
We're up
it would
to
take
44.
44 days.
They're ahead of their time in the way of their foresight.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right. So, by the way, there's a doctor at the Cleveland Clinic, and he's one of the guys looking into President Lincoln's DNA to see if he had cancer when he died. So finally, that riddle can be put to rest.
That's interesting. They claim he's got this. They think he's got this serious genetic disorder that a lot of people get when they're either really younger or when they're older. But it's people who are often very tall, very lanky. They think he had like bulges in his neck and his face. Well, you know, Lincoln. This is a little trivia. We'll get off track on Lincoln. This shows
hey, it's
you.
It's not off track. It is President's Day.
Well, this is about Lincoln taking mercury pills, which
okay,
I think
that's
we're
a little off
into.
Topic.
That's
yeah.
off topic. But back in the day, Lincoln was depressed as a youth, and part of the
who isn't
part of the at the time the thinking for curing depression or helping to alleviate you know, some of the symptoms was to swallow pills that were largely made up of mercury. So in essence, they were slowly poisoning people to try and cure depression. So that's why Lincoln had some not deformities, but he had some physical ailments. They think that could be traced back to him ingesting mercury at a young age.
And now I would think that slowly being poisoned would make you more depressed.
I don't think it helped.
No. Little known fact about Abraham Lincoln, he was a vampire hunter.
Do you want to try and out-fact each other on Abraham Lincoln? Are we trying to one-up each other?
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. It's a good book. I'm telling you. Look it up. Anyway, so we are, you know, we had on, what was that, Thursday, there was finally a break in these freezing temperatures, and it was like 50s. And when it's been winter and 50s hit in Cleveland, it's like the equivalent of it being 90 degrees in Vegas. I mean, people are wearing shorts.
Convertibles. I saw tops of cars were down. It was like Miami Beach.
I know. And it's and people coming up from Florida would be like, you people are crazy. It's like 54 degrees out. Well, that has all gone away since now it is currently 18 degrees at Progressive Field. And there have been like 80,000 people without power in Northeast Ohio, accidents in Berea, besides the accident that is Berea. RTA rail lines down, ice storm in Lakewood, all because of that stupid groundhog.
I have family and friends at Bay Village. They're being told they may not have power till Wednesday night.
Wow.
2 days.
Did they stock up on French toast supplies?
Let's hope they have eggs and milk and are able to have some French toast. I stocked up on eggs and milk just in case. I'm going to invite some family and friends over here from Bay Village tomorrow. To enjoy French toast.
Well, that'd be kind of ironic, though, like to invite them all the way to the city when it's probably the reason they're stuck in their house. Never mind. Hey, President Obama's coming into town, Jeff.
Yes.
Speaking of presidents, that's the third president we've talked about today.
It's a presidential day. He's coming to meet with small businesses. And obviously, you have to think about the election in 2012 is not far away. Ohio is a hugely important state. So I predict boldly we'll be seeing more of President Obama in the state throughout the next 18 months.
He loves CSU, and not just for their basketball team, I think, Jeff.
I think, yeah, I think that's probably towards the bottom of his list. I know it's top of my list, but I think for him it's not as important. But, yeah, he'll be here tomorrow. He was here for a rally before the election in November, and he actually debated Hillary Clinton there a couple years ago. So he does have this connection with Cleveland State.
Now, was that debate the one that I'm sorry, that probably wasn't the debate, but the last time he was here – weren't they upset about the turnout? Like, not a lot of people went. I had heard that the Democratic Party, there was some worry because Cleveland's trying to get the Democratic National Convention.
They were, yeah.
And
it's not anymore.
Oh, that's
out. In Charlotte, yeah.
Okay, well. See, if
breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news, we messed up. But I heard that one of the reasons that one of the things against Cleveland may have been the poor turnout the last time that he was at CSU. So okay. I'm kind of surprised that he's coming back to the school.
Interesting.
But this just in, probably more important than the President Obama news, is that Justin Bieber has cut his hair. And if you go to facebook.com/radioshowonline, we do have a picture of that. There's Justin Bieber. I don't know who the guy on the left is with his arm around him.
It looks like he just kidnapped him.
Yeah, and Justin Bieber also has like his eyes like really wide.
It doesn't look like it's a pleasant situation.
No. I don't know where that guy's other hand is, but I'm going to guess it's something inappropriate. See this new Facebook feature where you can rotate these images on Facebook for no apparent reason?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know if that messes it up for everyone. But Facebook has this new way of viewing pictures. But anyway, go to our Facebook page and you can see that Justin Bieber cut his hair. And I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. But speaking of Facebook, Jeff, we've been having a contest lately, and it's not really a contest. It started off as just us doing something nice, but now it's gotten vicious and out of control.
There's all-out lobbying for the position of Facebook Fan of the Week for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. It's been hard to pick. It really has.
Yeah, it has been difficult. But this week... do you want to go ahead and announce?
I'm proud to announce. Now, this person has been very aggressive. Some might say overly aggressive.
Yeah.
On the wall of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, the Facebook wall.
Some might say a little hurtful.
A little hurtful. She's tearing people down, but she wants to be Fan of the Week. She won it last week. She was very disappointed. She lives in Chicago. Her name is Sarah Zinsmeister. And I don't know Sarah all that well, but we actually have mutual friends. I first met her a couple years when I just got back from Chicago. She at the time lived downtown, and she now lives in Chicago. But anyway, when I first met her, we were out watching the John Hanley Band at Around the Corner with some friends. Had a great time, and it was out with her and our roommate Lindsay. Had a great time, and kind of kept in touch via Facebook since then. So she's in Chicago. She's going to help us expand our audience westward.
Nice. Yes. And that's what we need. So Sarah, thank you very much. Congratulations, Facebook Fan of the Week. You can check her. You can check her picture out. Just check her out.
Yeah.
She's on our Facebook page. So we're going to get into food later on in the show. Downtown Cleveland Restaurant Week begins today, and we also have some other restaurants and food related stories. Food, beer, and pot. We're going to cover all three of those bases today.
We got them all covered.
But first, Jeff, how was your weekend?
It was excellent.
Okay.
Our weekends overlapped.
Yeah, we did have a little bit of overlap. We saw each other, Saturday at the Bright Winter Cleveland Festival, which was a little weird because we didn't have mics in front of us.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like, do we talk? It was very awkward.
I wanted to talk about my weekend right there, but it was still going on.
Yeah. I thought we immediately went to our radio voice. We started saying, who's the Facebook fan? We pulled out our laptops.
We went right into host chat.
Yeah.
Which is the first segment.
So it was kind of strange. I was out of my
own. It was a great, I think, a very uniquely Cleveland event. The turnout I thought was fantastic. A little warmer than they anticipated. But it was at this area that I would never really go to. I didn't even notice this area. Down in the flats off Columbus, they had a number of different things. Did you see the putt-putt course in the back? I didn't go that far back.
Oh, I didn't see the putt-putt
course. There was a miniature golf course back behind the stage.
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense. But I would love to go back there. But I did do the skee ball with the soccer balls. Did you do that?
No. How'd you do?
That was a lot of fun. I won a t-shirt, which was great. I got the minimum score, I guess. But it was a great skee ball track. I'm a huge skee ball
fan. So how was this set up? It was with a soccer ball.
Soccer ball. Was a really long skee ball track with probably a 3 foot high kind of where the base is with the rings. Was
Jeff's holding his right hand up 3 feet.
I'm picturing it
to illustrate to our listeners.
But if you can picture that, it was a long track. Probably the actual runway up to the arc was probably 10 feet. 12 feet, then it would go up. It was a huge track. You had 7 soccer balls to whip up there. a lot of fun. Sat around the campfires. You had some s'mores, I saw, towards the end.
Yeah, I did have some s'mores. You know, and I love s'mores, but it's always difficult to get, for I feel, to get the proper melting of chocolate and then cooking of marshmallow.
Yeah.
Because they kind of cook at different temperatures. And so I found a stick, like a 1x4-inch plank, and I kind of set my chocolate and marshmallow on that and the graham crackers and just slid it near the fire, which resulted in the chocolate was pretty good in consistency. The marshmallow wasn't bad either, but then the graham cracker got burned. So
yeah.
It's hard to get all three evenly. But
hard.
As I was eating it, I thought, you know what would be a good addition to s'mores that I can't believe I haven't thought of yet is adding peanut butter. I think peanut butter and marshmallow and chocolate on a graham cracker, that could be...
That would be pretty good.
That could be a delicious treat.
Now, this lady was walking around with little paper bags, like basically lunch bags, saying, would you like a kit? I have an extra kit.
Hmm.
And I didn't know what was in the kit. It was just sort of, it was, maybe there were some alternative people down there. I didn't know what the kit involved. They didn't want to get involved with the kit, but turns out her kit, quote unquote, was a kit of s'mores.
Yeah.
Chocolate, graham cracker, marshmallow. Now I wish I would have experimented with the kit.
I think some were hash brownies. It did depend on which bag you grabbed.
I really messed that one up.
Way to go. You just picked nothing.
I got nothing.
So come on. That's what happens. You have to take a risk or else you end up with nothing.
Take a chance. So there's a lot of campfires around there. There was some live music. I had a great macaroni and cheese with chili on top from Gypsy Bean was good. So all in all, I was a happy guy. We stayed out there about 2 hours, and we're at Hoople's doing a little post-game.
Yes, and I did the pre-game kind of at Hoople's. So, again, like ships passing in the night.
Yes.
Which I guess was also what happened on Friday, because I was at Sokolowski's. Just, we've talked about Sokolowski's before, just a Cleveland tradition. They've been in business for 85 years. I was at Sokolowski's for my brother's 27th birthday. Happy birthday, Jeff. And then we went over to Edison's, and I guess you were kind of hanging out in the Tremont area on Friday.
Yeah, I ended up at Prosperity to the end of the night, which I've not been to in a while, which is always a great time. And then I was out in Warehouse District before that for the night doing some happy hours. And then Sunday, I was back in Warehouse District. My Cleveland State Vikings were on national television for the third time this season.
Did you buy the team?
My Cleveland Vikings. My degree proudly entitles me to say my.
Nice.
And I was at the map room watching them ESPN2, their third national game, third that they've also lost on national TV.
Okay.
They're not doing so well with the bigger contests that are televised. They're still 23-6 overall, but was very disappointed. They lost to Old Dominion, still in the hunt for a tournament berth, but the tough loss for the Vikings. They are back for two more home games, and the season's over, Jeremy. It's over Saturday. The regular season is over. After games Thursday night and then Saturday. So I'll be there rooting them on. I will miss it. I miss it already, actually.
What's the next sport you're kind of throwing your weight and support behind?
Baseball.
Which, Indians? Indians
Cleveland
baseball.
Indians. Okay. Cleveland Indians, yep.
All right. Opening day?
Opening day is, it's a Friday. I want to say April 3rd-ish or 4th, so right around there. So it's really only a couple weeks. Actually, with the March Madness tournament, it goes right up to opening day. College basketball takes you right in there.
Nice.
Which is why March is my favorite month of the year, like I've always said.
A lot of stuff going on.
I love March.
So I went to on Saturday before going to the Bright Winter Cleveland Festival. I went to the what they call the soft opening, not the grand opening, but the soft opening of XYZ the Tavern. Now this is in part of the same team behind ABC the Tavern over on West 25th Street. This is XYZ the Tavern on Detroit near. And Detroit and West 65th, right by Cleveland Public Theater. Pretty cool space. It has kind of just that very laid-back neighborhood bar-type feel. They bought, actually, the alley next to the building and, like, cleaned that all up. And they have, garage doors that, once the weather is nice, will open up. And it'll kind of be half-in, half-outside stuff, similar to what Garage Bar on West 25th does. They have 60 kinds of whiskey available.
Wow.
So, awesome whiskey selection, awesome beer selection. They're going to start serving food on Thursday. They did have some samplers with things like a stuffed cabbage sandwich that were just kind of free for the soft opening. But they're actually going to start serving from the menu on Thursday. And I think it's going to be a good addition. I like how that Detroit and West 65th area is kind of progressing. And I think that'll be cool. So, yeah, I went to that. Bright Cleveland Winter Festival, jumped around to Hoople's, which is right across the river from Bright Winter Cleveland. By the way, you mentioned that you didn't know that park was there. That's where they're going to put the new skate park.
Oh, okay.
the new skateboard park's gonna go there, and then right next to that is where the new
Boathouse?
The Cockles? What's thing called? The
Coxswain.
The Coxswain. Yeah, that's gonna go there. They should have. They're supposed to have kayak rentals, like open to the public this summer.
Oh, really?
So that area is kind of.
Let me ask you this: is there still a jet ski rental place down by the old powerhouse?
Yes.
That's one thing people ask me, and they need to be more of that. I feel like. Are there readily accessible jet skis down there? Have you ever tried?
Yeah, and it's funny because I can see it from right out my window, and I always tell Jen, this summer is going
to
be the summer.
I would love to do that.
It's like the closest jet ski place to me.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still do it. It's right there by, you know, I guess they call it Monica on the boardwalk. Yeah. You can rent that. You can rent kayaks there
as well.
Maybe
we could broadcast live from the jet ski stand.
While we're jet skiing?
Maybe just from the stand even.
I think we should do while we're jet skiing.
While we're jet skiing.
Helmets. Although we can't even get the audio under ideal conditions.
I picture
conditions.
Us like Dumb and Dumber frozen on that moped.
Right, why would we be frozen?
Well, but that type of pose.
Right.
You and I on the jet ski.
Right.
I don't know if I want to do that anymore.
You wrapped around me.
Exactly.
I don't know if I like that. Never mind. We're not going jet skiing.
That idea sucks.
And then ended up the night at ABC Tavern. So I went from XYZ to ABC, handed the whole alphabet backwards. I want to open up an LMNOP tavern.
Oh, you said that though.
You like that?
Was your whole weekend around that joke?
Uh-huh. Okay. I went to all those places just so I could talk about it.
Alphabet fail.
Because I would never lie on this show, so I actually have to actually do the things.
I know, you're honest, just like Abraham Lincoln.
Just like Abe. It's too bad he had cancer, probably from hunting all those vampires.
And eating all that mercury. Kids, mercury. Don't take those mercury pills. That will not cure you.
The mercury-eating, vampire-hunting, cancer-ridden president.
We recommend pot.
Yes. And we'll talk more about that later. But first, normally it goes pot food, but we're going to go food pot today.
Yep.
Downtown Cleveland Restaurant Week begins today, Jeff. Today, Monday, February 21st. So there's people downtown enjoying the restaurant week right now. It's actually the fourth annual one. Now, this is the downtown one. There's been a couple like restaurant week knockoffs that'll appear throughout the summer and things like that.
That'll be on Lyndhurst.
Yes. No, don't fall for that.
This is the Lyndhurst Restaurant Week, right?
This is the original official downtown Cleveland Restaurant Week. It's today through Sunday.
Our city doesn't need to get any bigger than it is, though, if you think about it.
What's that?
Our city is fairly overweight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes some of these restaurants are a little of the nicer restaurants, so it can be healthier food, smaller portions, local stuff, so it's not just like... It's not
spaghetti
like,
and pasta and carbs. Yeah. I thought it was carb week.
The all-you-can-eat spaghetti week. Just every restaurant.
With you can eat dessert bar. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Thank you for clarifying.
Golden Corral is not participating.
I worry about the health of our city. You know,
I do.
Every week I tell you about that off the air.
Before every show, you're like, we should talk about the health of the city. I'm like, no.
The city's getting too large.
We have more important things to talk about. 45 restaurants are participating. You can go to downtowncleveland.org or you can go to radioshowonline.com.
I recommend the radio show online.
That's true.
It's much, much more efficient.
We don't get anything really from it, but it just feeds our ego a little
bit. Why not put one more step in between you and the end result?
Exactly. Actually, search for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy on Google.
Put another step.
Then click on it, and then click on the restaurant.
You'll get there eventually, and you'll have a great time along the ride.
That's how the that is like what the TV stations and stuff do when they talk.
Exactly. Channel 3 is go to our website to find out more about this topic.
Right, right. Downtown Cleveland restaurant. It would be too difficult for you to go to downtowncleveland.org. Instead, go to our website and we will guide you. And then you get there and you're like, now where do I go? There's a big picture of Ramona's noggin.
Yeah, you see AJ Colby with like an umbrella.
Yeah, there's red. I don't know where to go now. Yeah. The news. They're doing $30 dinners, and this year they're also doing $15 lunches. Now, sometimes this is for one person, or sometimes it's even $30 for two people, depending on the restaurant. They're doing $2 parking, which is nice, because sometimes people that don't come downtown a lot, one of their complaints is about the parking. But, lots of cool restaurants. As far as some of the places that I would recommend, there's 45 restaurants, so I don't want to go through them all.
Let's go through 1 through 45. Go.
I would recommend, Lola is there. Lola, which is Michael Simon's classic restaurant on East 4th Street.
Award-winning
Michael Simon. Right by Lola is Greenhouse Tavern, which I actually might have my rehearsal dinner at Greenhouse Tavern.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's good. They do lots of, smaller plates, and they're really big on local ingredients. Eventually, supposedly Greenhouse is going to have an actual greenhouse on the roof of the building.
Okay.
So you'll be able to eat vegetables that were grown right above your head.
Wow, downtown. That's gonna be exciting.
Blue Point. If you're into seafood,
like, I have been to Blue Point. That was fantastic.
Yeah, especially if you're into seafood, that is the place to go. Crop is going to move eventually to West 25th. But right now they haven't. So right now they're still on West 6th.
And they're also taking over the Whiskey Island restaurant, which we'll talk about later.
Should we talk about it now?
They're taking over the Whiskey Island restaurant. Whiskey Island Sunset Grill, yeah. Which I know is a favorite place of yours and mine in the summer. The food never has been very average at best, maybe, the Sunset Grill food.
You don't go to Sunset Grill for the food.
Yeah.
You go because it's like outdoors, really cool atmosphere.
But now you're going to go for the food. They basically, the marina contracted Crop to handle the food there starting May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. So Crop, you can eat Crop food down at Whiskey Island, so you'll have a much better dining experience to go with the incredible atmosphere that is the Sunset Grill. So that's huge.
The Cinco de Mayo party is going to be called Cropacana. And they're going to have lots of Crops foods reworked into breezy summer fare, as they say. So, yeah, they're going to do things like roast pig and clam bakes and barbecue. And it's by...
I have roast pig every Monday in summer.
Well, now you should have it there.
That's what I'm going to do.
Because you can actually be outside. I like Whiskey Island. And there's talk about redoing it, like making it more accessible, which on one hand is cool, but I kind of like the fact that even though it's like right on the border of downtown, like a lot of people don't know about it, or if they do, they don't really know how to get there, which makes it kind of cool, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you don't want people to go there, but you do want people to go there.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about it.
But like on a Sunday night, if you've been down there, it's like all bikers. They do have some kind of strange dynamics at certain times of the week there.
Yeah, yeah.
My goal is to get a boat that doesn't even work and just dock it there that you can sleep inside. And I don't even need a motor on the boat.
Yeah.
I just want a boat you can sleep in, have a dock there, so I have a home base at Whiskey Island.
I think you can even tie it to a tree.
I just want some sort of floating mechanism that I could sleep in at Whiskey Island. Isn't that a great goal?
I think that goes back to you and having goals.
Yes.
And talking
about
it.
And they're also very low goals, very attainable.
Right, very easy to attain. Ooh, excuse me. Anyway... other restaurants for restaurant, Canado, there at the end of East 4th. Lots of on East
4th. You're big on the East 4th. Yeah,
I mean, they just happen to
be. These are East 4th centric choices, whereas I'm going to broaden the listener's horizons with mine.
Canado is one of Zach Brule's restaurants. So he has Canado and Table 45. What was that UGG for?
Oh, it was the Conway's didn't go down too well.
Canado and Table 45 and Parallax and Labatro. And I feel like... I feel like he's one of the restaurateurs. Like, Michael Simon kind of gets all the credit, and everyone knows Michael Simon. But you don't,
like... Michael Simon?
You don't hear a lot about Zach Brule. And I, dare I say, I think some of his restaurants are even better than Michael Simon. You don't see Zach Brule opening up any kind of chain restaurants in a Strongsville strip mall, like Michael Simon is.
He's now in Crocker, too. The new one's in Crocker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm more of a mall guy.
Yeah, that's why you live in Cleveland, near Steel Yard.
I want to go to Columbus someday, the mall center of the world. One mall for every two people.
Sansui? I don't even know how to pronounce that.
I believe it's Sansui.
But it's good. It's in the Renaissance, which one of those places you would never think about going. I've actually never been there, and I'm still recommending it.
Yeah, that takes a lot of credibility away. Very honest of you.
Majorca, Muse, Exo, and Zinc, which is right there, East 6th and Euclid. These aren't gone. It's 4th, Jeff. What about you? Are you going anywhere? Are you just going to stay here?
Well, I'm going to Florida on a golf trip. So I don't know if they have a restaurant week down there.
When are you leaving?
I'm going to move Sunday.
Okay, well,
that's why I'm going to miss this trip, the show next Monday. So fans, we're going to have we're going to replay some shows from maybe last August year.
Maybe I'll just do the show myself.
Maybe you don't even need me.
Maybe I don't. We'll see.
You can't come to my house, though.
Break in.
Nope.
I'm going to break in and do
no
the show.
No keys we left for you. No codes.
Maybe we'll switch it up.
What about a guest host?
Maybe a guest Jody. Host. Jody? Jen?
She was very shy last time we tried to get her to talk.
That's right. Well, you got to get her liquored up.
Right.
And then she'll talk all
really,
night.
You really can't shut her up. So my recommendations are as follows. Michelangelo's, I've been to in Little Italy. You know I'm a big Little Italy fan.
Little Italy?
Say it fast like that. Little Italy. It's a great restaurant, great bar area up front to get a cocktail before dinner. Love Michelangelo's. Fire and Shaker Square.
You've oh, yeah.
There?
Yeah.
That's a great restaurant.
I have been to Fire.
Really enjoyed it.
They have a good
there.
Sunday brunch. I stole your thunder again. It doesn't say anything about Sunday brunch.
Jeff's recommendations. Next one is Nighttown.
Oh.
Huge Nighttown guy, Jeremy. Huge Nighttown
I don't think
guy.
Nighttown's part of Restaurant Week.
I wanted to put it on there. No, it is actually.
It's no, it's not. Mind. It's not downtown. And I don't think the fire is part of it either.
Wait a minute.
You're reading the wrong. See, I told you, don't be led astray by other restaurant weeks. What are you reading?
The Lindenhurst Restaurant Week.
Golden Corral, another great place. I don't know if you've been to this place called Applebee's. They're doing a great restaurant week.
Tommy's in Coventry. That's on the list. That's number two. Tommy's has excellent milkshakes.
That's not restaurant week.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. I'm on the wrong list.
Jeff. No.
Can I just do my favorite list without?
This is really why Jeff's actually not going to be out of town next month. He's just been suspended for messing up the rundown. All right, never mind. Jeff doesn't have any recommendations.
I do have one more though.
Jeff might have some recommendations for the 25 restaurants that Cleveland can't live without.
Simon's Deli is one of my... No, I'm going back to Restaurant Week. Simon's Deli should be in Restaurant Week. They have the biggest corned beef sandwich you'll ever see. And I'm done.
Hey, if you want to know the real list of what restaurants and are not part of Downtown Cleveland Restaurant Week, you can go to Facebook.com. This is the wrong thing, too. Everything you need to know.
That's the Lindenhurst one again.
Whatever.
I'll paste it. It'll be fine.
Show's falling apart. Anyway, so yeah, moving on. So Downtown Cleveland Restaurant Week, check it out. Lots of good places to go. Also, there's a new restaurant, Prime 75. Have you heard of this
place? No, I've not heard of that.
It's right next to the Old Stone Church, right on Public Square, and they're participating. So it's a little more fancy steakhouse, similar to John Q's, although not John Q's. It's a different place.
Okay.
All right. So the 25 restaurants that Cleveland can't live without, I think this is where you may have been led astray here.
Now, is there some overlap with the Restaurant Week and 25 restaurants we can't live without? Could you cross-check that for me?
There is a little bit, and I actually have done some of this. Okay. So it's pretty much Cleveland Scene Magazine did a list of the 25 restaurants that Cleveland cannot live without. And a lot of restaurants, you know, just classic Cleveland. Going to run through some of these. Call out if you have any comments, Jeff, because you're the kind of the color commentary guy.
Okay.
Flying Fig.
Good happy hour.
Okay. Flying Fig, that's in Ohio City there. Tommy's Restaurant.
Unbelievable milkshakes.
Barcento.
Best pizza in Cleveland.
Crop. That's on West 6th. Now, that is part of Restaurant Week.
Yeah, I've never been there.
See, as soon as a Restaurant Week one comes up, you just go blank.
I'll just repeat what you said.
He's the guy behind, remember they're moving to West 25th? Yeah, we just talked about this.
They
have really exotic things. If you go to Crop for Restaurant Week, you should get the Cherry Bomb. Okay. Get the Cherry Bomb. Tell them Jeremy sent you, and you'll get nothing. Lolita.
Best happy hour in Cleveland, both early and late, from 5 to 7 and 10 o'clock on, 10:30 on. Unbelievable prices on that night. It's got to come up there.
I feel like Lolita has, like, a lot of people are more diehard Lolita than they are Lola.
I've never been to Lola, and I've been to Lolita tens of times.
So Lola started where Lolita is, right. And then Michael Simon got famous, and so he moved the name Lola to East 4th and renamed Lola in Tremont Lolita.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Yep,
that's your history of the day.
Yeah, right when I moved in, actually, in 05, they had just done that switch. But I only really know Lolita because it's two blocks from me. But they really do have an incredible, if you want a burger, some chicken, they have maybe a real small sampling, though, of good food that's literally $10, $8 from 5 to 7 and 10:30 on weekend nights. Best place to go.
Great burger. And then another Tremont place, Lucky's Cafe.
Well, great brunch. I've only been there for brunch. A little pricey, but very good.
It is definitely worth it for brunch. Try the Shipwreck.
Tell them Jeremy sent you.
Melt Barn Grilled.
Yeah, I mean, we all know Melt. That's
who hasn't been there? Now, I haven't been to the Cleveland Heights location.
I've been by it. I've tried a couple times. It was packed. It was when it first opened, but I'm a big Melt guy.
If you don't love grilled cheese, I think you're a communist.
Yeah, you're not going to like
it. I heard he's opening up a location down south somewhere. I mean, not south, like
Charlotte?
Southern Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going with the Democratic Convention.
Right.
He's also been taken out of Cleveland. You already talked about Michelangelo's.
Yes.
Which is, again, not downtown, so not part of Restaurant Week, but it is in Little Italy. Superior Faux. Not to be confused with number one Faux. Now, this is on, it might be confusing, but it's on Superior. But you have to kind of go around a back entrance. It's kind of hard to see, but they have awesome Vietnamese food, Superior Pho. Sokolowski's, I already mentioned that I went there on Friday for my brother's birthday. Great chicken peppercosh, potato pancakes, that type of thing. And there's also Amp 150. So I do have a note here that I have a story to talk about Amp 150. Now, Amp 150 is on West 150th. It's in the Marriott on West 150th. And okay. So typically, you might not think of like a hotel restaurant over on West 150th to be known for its cuisine, but it is. Now, I have a story about this though. Went to had some friends, Jeff, go to Amp 150, and recently, and they go there. Got the beet salad. So they have this awesome beet salad. It's got roasted beets on there, pieces of gorgonzola cheese, and just this awesome beet salad. So two of my friends go there, and my one friend suddenly, as she's cutting her beet salad, freezes, and her friend who's with her says, "What's the problem?" And she cannot speak. So her friend looks down and sees the salad is moving.
Aww.
The beet salad at Amp 150
is really
moving.
That's really
fresh. Yeah, it is fresh. They do talk about their fresh local ingredients.
Yeah.
So
they can wash it off.
In the beet salad, covered in gorgonzola cheese, is a giant live moth. And so the manager of the restaurant comes over and sees she's like freaking out and says, "Is there a problem?"
Did he slap her to calm her down?
She just points down at the plate, and the manager like rushes the thing away and says, "You know, I'm so sorry." They actually stayed for dessert, which is the part that I find difficult to
what
believe.
What was in the dessert?
But it was snails, live snails,
whatever growing in size.
Cockroaches. Yeah, so she was telling me the story, and it reminded me of like Silence of the Lambs, where he places, the serial killer places those moths inside the mouth so it will turn into.
Now, was she on some sort of camera, like a practical joke camera?
No, I think this was a real thing.
Okay.
But I think the only explanation is Ellis Cooley is a serial killer, and he tries to murder women who order the beet salad.
Well, if you remember this, this could be evidence.
Yeah, so I've been to Amp 150. There was nothing live in my salad.
There once. There was a mouse in mine.
But you, to be fair though, you did order the mouse salad.
That's right, I did order it. But still,
yeah,
it doesn't mean it's any less shocking, Jeremy.
Right. What's in the mouse salad? Oh, that has live mice in it. Hmm. All right, I'll try that.
That sounds
yeah,
great.
Yeah, sounds great. Anyway, moving on. Parkview Nightclub.
Never been.
You've never been to Parkview Nightclub?
No.
They have a great Taco Tuesday.
I don't like Taco Tuesdays.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like tacos?
No, I don't like Taco Tuesday.
You just feel, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I feel like it's too forced, much like this radio show.
We'll go on Wednesday.
You're right.
Dante here in Tremont. I know you had a bad
experience.
I've
had two bad experiences there.
No live moths, though. Is that the plural for moths?
Moths, I believe it is. I've never had any good experiences, Dante's. I've been there twice. It's literally a block from my house.
Mm-hmm.
I want to love it. I want to have good times there. And both times have been average, very average at best. And for the prices that were charged, average does not cut it.
Yeah, it is kind of expensive. But
I love the idea of a restaurant at Old Bank Vault. They won me over on a lot of the things except for the food.
Huh. Which is important in
a
restaurant.
Very important.
Yeah. Dim and Den Some. Now,
I've never had that, but that is the name in Cleveland that is getting a buzz.
Now that's one of those, it's kind of odd that it's on this list because it's not actually a physical restaurant, but a food truck that drives around Cleveland. And you can follow them on Twitter and they will announce where they're going to be that day.
Yeah.
So they do lots of locations around downtown for like lunchtime and that sort of thing. They are looking to open up a restaurant called Someplace. The original story was they were going to do it on West 25th in the Grind Building. But something fell through with that, so now they are still looking for a location. And they seem very open to suggestions, so if you have any.
No, I don't.
Like your basement. Weren't you trying to, can't you renovate?
I was trying to stay out of the food business, though.
Yeah, well, there's some good money there. It's a good name to hitch your cart to.
Yep.
You had mentioned Fire earlier.
Oh,
again,
yeah, that's
not
a place
downtown.
I like to go. That's the part of Restaurant Week.
I hear it's a great brunch. It's not part of Restaurant Week. Don't lie.
Lindhurst.
La Batrille Brasserie. Been there?
No.
They have an awesome cheese plate. So you can go there, and there's a guy whose job...
You're not lactose intolerant, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, suck it up. Take some... what's the pills that you take? Beano? Is that what it's for lactose intolerant?
I have to have injections, Jeremy. Jeremy, I will not bring my injection kit to a meal.
I think it's worth it. I think it is worth it. Bring your injection kit. Come to La Batrille. They have a guy hired there whose job it is just to pick out awesome wines and cheese and pair them together. You can get a 15 cheese sampler. It's amazing. Moxie?
Oh, I love Moxie. Love Moxie.
I've only been there once.
It's unbelievable.
It's in Beechwood.
Yep. Near my office. I've had great lunches there.
Slimen's Deli.
Unbelievable. That's part of Restaurant Week. If you go in there, tell them it's part of Restaurant Week. The corned beef sandwiches there are literally known nationally. They're literally three sandwiches worth of meat in one sandwich. You've got to order a corned beef, bring it back home, eat it over the next two or three days. It's truly a Cleveland experience.
Refrigerate it. Don't just like shove it under your bed.
Refrigerate it.
3 a.m.
I didn't mean to let people think that, but yeah, it's a great corned beef sandwich and really a Cleveland institution.
Much like Great Lakes Brewing Company.
Now, the food, I feel like I always hear people, is very average.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people
do. Yeah, that's kind of the wrap on Great Lakes food.
The beer, Jeff and I are actually drinking a Conway's Irish Ale right now.
It's my beer of February and March.
All right, Fahrenheit, another Tremont place.
Near here, I've only had a happy hour there. I've never actually eaten, I don't think, a meal.
Go for the short ribs. Short ribs, okay. Kobe short ribs, blow your freaking mind at Fahrenheit.
Better than Pier W.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no one can beat Fahrenheit's short ribs. Lee Wah, have you been to Lee Wah?
No.
That's in Asiatown. Mm. It's supposedly, I guess, one of the best Asian restaurants in Asiatown. I typically go to Bo Lung, which is okay. But, yeah, check out Lee Wah. Nighttown, not part of Restaurant Week.
Not part of Restaurant Week, but should be. I feel like the ones I mentioned should have exemptions for being a little bit of outside downtown. But a great east side restaurant right by Case. Fantastic atmosphere. You feel like you're back in the 1920s. Has like a speakeasy atmosphere. A lot of jazz there. Just a really cool place to hang out at a bar and just to even get a drink.
I tried going there last weekend and it was packed. So I ended up going to the Ritz-Carlton instead. But yep. Definitely, I agree. Awesome Nighttown. Sergio's in University Circle. I have not been there.
One of the swankiest restaurants, I believe, on that area, the University Circle area. I heard Swanky. The prices are incredibly high, but a very, very unbelievable atmosphere.
Not too high for Jeff and his two cars, though. Right. And Greenhouse Tavern on East 4th Street.
Too much. Greenhouse Tavern, yeah, like you were saying earlier. I've never been there, but...
It is... You haven't been to Greenhouse?
No, I've never been there.
Oh, yeah, you'd like it. Downtown Cleveland Restaurant Week, that is an official
restaurant.
That's
an official one.
You can get there. And then finally, wrapping up Cleveland Scene's list is Momocho in Ohio City. Have you been there?
I have not been there.
That's like, I guess they call it modern Mexican. So it's Mexican, but... But modern. So you have that. Now, strangely, not on this list. I don't know. The one that stood out to me that wasn't on this list was Lola, which you would think, like, again, Michael Simon. We all love Michael Simon. That I thought that
just
one.
Just to stroke his ego a little bit.
would have been on there. But besides that, I think this was a pretty good roundup.
All right, let's go. We've covered food. Let's go to beer.
Okay.
Just announced this week, Cleveland will be hosting the International Beer Fest. May 13th through 14th at the IX Center. There's going to be three sessions. It's $45 per session. Each session's 4 hours. Just an incredible lineup. I was reading some descriptions about the actual vendors and people that are going to be there, and I have it right here. It's the largest showcase and competition of world beers in the Midwest. The event will feature three public tasting sessions with 200 stellar breweries from around the world, pouring upwards of 800 select beers. Tickets on sale now at www.ixbeerfest.com.
Now, $45, we were talking about this before the show, $45, 4 hours, all you can drink, good deal. That's a good deal, I think.
I think it's a lot. I could see that being 30.
If you had one beer every, what, half hour? A beer per half hour, that would be 8 beers.
But again, I don't think people are trying. I mean, if you do have 8 beers, 8, 10, 12 beers, you're going to be in pretty bad shape here. So I don't know if it's all about volume. I think you want to go enjoy the beers, have a good time. I mean, anyone can go up there and get sloppy in about probably an hour if you really want to.
Let's go to the IX Center and get wasted.
We need rides. There is a $20 designated driver ticket, so they can get in there for a little less than half price if you are the designated driver.
Right.
Will you drive?
Now, see, that seems a little overpriced. $20 to not drink. $20 to just stand there and watch your friends get wasted.
I'm going to go, but I'm not going to like it with the price. I still think it's too much. I'm going to go. I'll go. I'll go, and I'll enjoy it, but I won't like it.
No, it's not you won't enjoy it. I'll go, but I won't like it.
I'll go, and I won't like it, but I'll enjoy the beers.
So we got the food. We got the beer. Now to talk about the pot. So the Cleveland Clinic has its – now you said this is the Cleveland Clinic's official position on medical marijuana. And Cleveland Clinic says no, that it should not be used for medical uses. They claim the use of marijuana to treat any illness remains highly controversial. Some people with MS claim that smoking marijuana helps relieve spasticity and other MS-related symptoms. However, there is little evidence to date that marijuana really works. Research is ongoing to answer this important question. Until more is known, doctors do not recommend the use of marijuana to treat MS, as the drug is associated with serious long-term side effects, such as heart attack or memory loss. So,
there you go. That's your pot fact of the day.
Huh. We're going to get lots of emails now. But not right now.
Not right
in
now.
A couple hours.
Yeah, right. There's no rush. There's no rush. No sense of urgency with them.
You can always email us, hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Jeff, what do we got in the mailbag?
We do have one from last week that we didn't have time to hit. Thanks again to the Board of Love for stopping by last week.
And you can always check out episode 25 at radioshowonline.com in case you missed it.
This comes in from Ed in Mantua. He's been dating two girls for almost 2 months.
At the same time? At the
same time. And he's really enjoying it, he says.
Well, of course.
Neither one is serious. But I'm wondering how much time I have before I have to pick one.
Huh.
Jeff and Jeremy, I trust you. I enjoy your show, and I really would value your input in this. Thanks, Ed Manila.
This is kind of a question that really should have been answered last week, because we are not qualified to answer this at all.
Right. Well, we do say we give relationship advice, though, on our Facebook
page. Okay, well, we don't say it's good.
But we do have to get the advice.
Okay.
Which is what he asked.
So, I would say it depends on what their stance on this as well. So if everyone involved is
I can bet they probably wouldn't like it. But I mean, we make some assumptions here.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, it just...
I think after 3 or 4 dates, you probably got to get a direction going with one or the other.
Jeff, I've said this before. I'll say it again. After X number of dates, you need to have a conversation to define the relationship. DTR. Yep.
Which goes to my point.
Right.
3 or 4 dates. I think that's to answer his question. Then we both agree 3 or 4 dates.
So he has to have a conversation with these
but
women.
But to answer his question, I think 3 or 4 dates is fine. So he's clearly passed, it's been a couple months. So our answer is have the conversation now.
Right. You need to have the conversation.
Now. That was his question.
Okay.
And he answered it.
There we go. Is that all?
That's it. That was the mailbag.
Mailbag. All right. Well, hey, it's 8:13, and since we went a couple minutes over last week, we're going to wrap it up 2 minutes early this week.
That's right.
So check us out. You can always listen to the show live every Monday at 7:30, radioshowonline.com, or you can fan us on Facebook, facebook.com/radioshowonline, or email us, hatemail@radioshowonline.com, or if you want to send us a package, you cannot.
Don't,
because yeah. We will not open your package.
We will not.
We'll ship it back to you with a stamp marked did not return to sender.
Return to sender, like Elvis sang.
Exactly. So next week's show, we don't know what we're doing yet. Maybe I'll do it by myself. Maybe I'll have a guest host. But
March
in either
is
case,
going to be a little. March is a little. It's going to be a little less Jeff and Jeremy, I think, with my schedule. So we're going to wing it.
A little less Jeff, a little more Jeremy.
That's right.
It's what the listeners have
been
demanding.
Can't wait to see the ratings on this.
All right, for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
See you later.
Bye.